When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Roleplay Retcon does not own any part of the movies we retcon, nor are we associated in any way with the artists who make them. Also, while we're not the rowdiest bunch, we are adults goofing off, so sometimes we might say some things some people wouldn't want their kids to hear.
The music in this series was created by Ben Prunty. Check him out on Bandcamp or wherever you listen to music.
Previously on Valerian and Laureline and the City of a Thousand Planets. Our heroes negotiated a submarine ride with Bob to find a Cortex jellyfish. Along the way, Bubble came to terms with the possibility that she isn't the last Astrozoan in the galaxy. After effortlessly acquiring the jellyfish, Bubble used her connection with Dolly, the mule converter, to discover where the kidnappers were headed.
They headed, voice in my head.
You have no idea.
Oh, I have no idea. Yeah. Where are they headed, Bubble?
They're headed for, I don't know exactly where they are, but I think I know what sector they might be headed or in.
You do.
And I'm going to need help in remembering.
Do you remember what it is?
I do not. See, I don't know.
The sector that they were headed to that you saw on their console was L630E.
I've got a thing under my on my notes that says mysteries, and I just figured out one of them. The sensors and bioscanners going down in Point Central. It was the Astrozoans were doing it, I think, so that they wouldn't get outed by like electronics saying like, hey, there's a supposed to be extinct alien showing up on our sensors here.
Mystery solved.
Maybe I should have done that in character, but maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't know if that was supposed to be in character or not.
Yeah, I didn't have a French accent.
Nope.
Well, we'll never know if it's going to make it in there because you didn't use an accent, so...
I didn't know that was like a prerequisite.
Oh yeah, I guess I didn't even use my Valyrian voice when I was talking.
Yeah,
about
I only put when you guys voice. Talk in accent into the episode. So if you don't talk in accent, it doesn't make it in.
Oh
really?
No,
I don't have an accent.
Well, then that would be most of my stuff taken out. Luckily, you guys put a filter on those most of the time.
Most of the time, yeah.
Do I know anything about that sector?
I tell you what, give me give me a culture check. Why not?
I don't know. Why not? Okay, I have a good amount in culture, so let's see what happens. Mm-hmm. Whoa, I rolled a nat 20.
That's the ring of deep, baby.
Did you really?
Yeah, what a waste. And I have plus 13 in culture, so that's a 33.
33. Wow. Is it a waste? Now you're very cultured.
I don't know. Can you tell me everything about everything, please?
So, I will tell you everything about everything that you know.
Okay.
Even with a natural 20. So, you have heard vague whispers about a weird sector L630E. When you spend your time at the dock, you know, when you get tired of going to the red light district and you hang out there, maybe get some boiled shrimps or what have you. Mm-hmm. You know, people talk about it. It's... You don't know exactly where it is, but people are scared of it.
Oh.
There are a lot of rumors about it being, I don't know, haunted.
Oh.
A lot of people go missing in that sector and never come back. That's a lot of reason why nobody knows where it is, or practically nobody.
But wouldn't people want to avoid it, though?
Oh, people do avoid it.
But then how do they know where to avoid if they don't know where it is?
That's the thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
They know, a general place, right? Like, oh, it's on the north side or something, right? Like, stay away from there.
You've never heard anybody say anything about where it is. They just tell you, dude, don't go to that L630E. That's a place haunted, let me tell you something. Dude, don't go there.
Okay.
Yeah.
What species was that?
That was a thip flop.
I like them. They're my new favorites.
Yeah. They got big eyeballs.
Some might say it's problematic to have a favorite species.
Yeah, maybe.
I heard that place is haunted. L630E.
You hear the intercom spark to life. Hold on, I gotta get my accent. Hello, my name is Bob. Okay.
My friends, how's it going with the cortex jellyfish back there?
This L630E, do you know where it is?
Did you say L630E?
Yes. I said something similar to that.
Don't, no back talk. I gave you a nice cabinet, old man.
Yeah, we need to try and go there.
That place is haunted.
It's not, there's no such thing as haunted, man. That's not the thing.
There's a big galaxy. There are ghosts.
I mean, sure, maybe, but there's no such thing as ghosts that'll, kill you and eat your soul. That's not a thing.
I don't think that's what he said at all.
I beg to differ, in fact, yes.
Have you seen any? The ghosts?
Three. I've seen three ghosts.
Oh.
Were they
the holiday type, or were they...
were they blue and kind of goopy?
In fact, two of them were.
Mm-hmm. Kind of goopy, yeah, right. And what was the other one?
The other one was... It was a guy in a sheet.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a...
Does that count?
Well, I counted. It was a Halloween costume.
Oh. Yeah, but that's not that ghost, though, right?
He dressed up as a ghost. That makes him a ghost.
So that's like me saying I watch, a vampire movie, and then I say, I've seen a vampire before, but
you've
I haven't.
You've seen a vampire before?
Whoa, you've seen a vampire before?
How did you escape with your life?
Whoa. Okay. So you saw two ghosts, right?
I've seen three ghosts, but yes, two ghosts that look similar to each other.
So where did you see these?
To be honest, I don't like to talk about it, but it was in L630E.
Oh, so you do know where it is.
And you've been there?
I've been past there. I know where it is.
Bob, you are a very interesting person. Do you know that?
I mean, that's what my mother keeps telling me.
She's right. Smart lady.
She's right.
I will tell her you agree with her.
Yes. You're
I hope it makes her happy.
Is this a big moment for you? You kind of talked like you were a fan of mine somehow earlier. Is this good for you?
I mean, I wouldn't say I was a fan of yours.
Are you trying to pick up Bob?
Yeah, do you want to go in the back and do some eyeball stuff? I hear you're into that.
Who told you that?
That lady right there.
A little bit famous for that.
I'm not.
Phrases.
I'm a little bit on the DL for that until I met you.
No.
Bubble says, you're a little bit famous for that now.
Or you will be.
Now that I've been
everyone
telling
seemed
everyone.
To know you before we got there to that club.
Now that I've been hitting the forums.
The eyeball... Guys, surely the eyeball jokes have, completely run out of juice at this point, right? They have, right?
They'll run out of juice when the eyeballs run out of juice.
You
when they're racing.
I think you just proved me. I think you just made my case for me. Is what just happened there.
We'll see.
Maybe.
We'll see. Lorelei,
maybe we don't have time for eyeball stuff right now. Maybe we should but can we just go? Can you tell us where it is?
Yeah,
please.
Or get us close.
You scold
it?
Lorelei for it. You're Lorelei, you don't have time for your eyeball stuff right now.
That's what I just did, yeah.
But she's just like, that's what just happened. She's like, it wasn't me.
Laureline, mission.
Yes, but anyway.
Listen, people avoid those islands for a very good reason. I mean, people disappear on them. People disappear on them.
Do ships disappear? Submarines, whatever, what have you?
I mean, when the people go away, the ships don't come back, you know.
So Bob, look at me in the eyes.
Yes.
Bob, think of this salvage.
Make a persuasion check. Or I guess a diplomacy check. Make a diplomacy check.
You know, I like diplomacy better than persuasion. I'll talk about, I guess that's more of a thought for rehash, but...
Sure.
I like that word better. I'm not good at it, though, so I rolled a 5.
No amount of salvage will replace my life when I go missing on this island.
Okay. Follow up. If you get us close to it, and then we will salvage for you and give you something. We already gave you like millions of dollars worth of cabinetry.
Yes, I put up for life, really. I don't. But
what about like interesting things?
You have given me a lot of money through this cabinet. So if you are extremely determined to go to this sector, is an island on top of the aquatic sector, I will take you.
Oh, yay. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
I will plot a course. It will take us a few hours to get there. If you could just cut the cortex jellyfish in half and put it in the freezer for me while I make the course corrections.
Not it.
And he cuts off the...
Ew.
The speaker.
What? Yeah, is it... Why? I don't want to kill it.
Well, you better say not it pretty quick.
I'm good.
Not it.
I'll kill it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That worked out.
Bubble needs to get that revenge.
Fuck this thing.
When did this become Monkey Island?
I don't know, because I've never played Monkey Island.
Let me tell you, us finding this, like, weird submarine captain and us, like, having to go on this, like, weird fetch quest to get a cabinet with a painting inside to pay for is, like... absolutely something that would happen in those games.
To be fair, you didn't go on a quest to get a cabinet with a painting. It was gifted to you.
Yeah. I guess I'm going to borrow Valerian's knife.
Okay, you borrow Valerian's knife.
Why mine? Okay.
Yours is probably the sharpest. So I cut it in half. And
I take my
knife back and meticulously clean it.
Valerian meticulously cleans the knife, and you store the both halves of the jellyfish in the freezer. Lickety split. There's not even any joke to be made about it. It takes a few hours for the submarine to reach its destination. You go across the vastness of this seemingly endless ocean. A seamless ocean, if you will. It goes from salt water to fresh water. To salt water again, to like kind of a weird noodle water, which is a little salty, but just the right amount of salty.
Oh, like a ramen water. Okay.
Yeah.
It's like starchy.
Like a ramen soup. Like a ramen soup lake. I'm into that.
And then back to regular water.
That sounds like it has seams. Just saying.
During this time, you all have adequate time to rest. I know you took some damage in that last fight with Igan, and you haven't had a lot of moments to like chill between now and then. So, and I know no one's been keeping up with their damage on the character sheets.
I have.
So let's just say you're all healed back up to full.
Thank you.
The submarine surfaces a little under a mile away from land. Bob comes over the intercom once again.
I have equipment that you could survey the beach if you wish to plan your approach to the haunted island.
Eastern Island.
That would be nice.
Okay. Yeah.
I just come up to the bridge. The periscope is here. I will wait for you there.
And you all make your way to the cockpit, the bridge. The bridge is the word I was looking for the other day.
Yeah.
Ships have bridges, not cockpits.
Right.
So we're gonna set that one right. Nice. Before you is a pretty, it's actually a pretty advanced periscope.
It has a zoom function. Not only can you talk to your office mates on it, it can zoom in on the beach at whatever you're looking at. It'll enhance your vision.
Cool.
Nice. Sounds great. Cool.
At the risk of more jokes, I'll take a peek.
All right. You saddle up to it. Give me an engineering check.
Oh, okay.
Instead of a perception.
The Space Master is feeling generous today.
Just for you. Just this once.
Actually, I'm good at both, but 26.
26 is very good. You look through the periscope, and you spot the submarine that Bubble had described to you earlier.
Bubble, I see the sub. That you did not try to chase at all. Yeah, here you go. Is that it?
Yep, that's the one.
That's it.
That's the ring-a-ding, baby.
Bob puts his head in his hands and just weeps into his cup of coffee.
What's your problem, man? Like, I say that all the time around these other two, and they don't ever... Their souls don't leave their bodies.
No, it's gonna be okay, honey.
I almost talked like a pirate, and I shouldn't have done that.
I've been at sea for too long,
is all he says.
You should get the catchphrase. I think you would be served well by a catchphrase.
That was my catchphrase.
I jacked your stees.
Going back to the periscope, with the 26, you also are tracking along the beach, and you see a patrol of Astrozoans.
Oh my god.
A patrol?
Yeah. There's at least two of them that you can see, and they look exactly like Bubble in Bubble's Astrozoan form.
Oh my gosh. There they are. They're right there. There's two just right there. We have to go.
Bob peers through the telescope or periscope and looks at the screen. He's like, hello, I'm Bob. I did pirate again. Fuck. Why didn't I make this guy just have a pirate voice?
That would have been boring.
His voice is so good, though.
Yeah, we like
Bob. It's good.
Hello, my name is Bob. There are the ghosts right there. Demons of the waves.
Demons?
The beguilers of the deep.
Beguilers?
Yes, beguiler.
She once walks away.
I'm just going to tell you, Bob, this is not a good look for you.
What are you going to call a ghost?
I mean, ghost is okay. Ghost is not so offensive, but you to call them the beguilers of the deep is not okay.
These are names that I have heard from people at the docks.
You're just going to repeat everything you hear at the docks, huh? That's no way to live, Bob.
Talking about the haunted island, yes, I am.
Have they done anything to you?
They spooked me something awful.
When? We're like a mile away from the beach.
I mean, not now.
Okay.
Now I'm here with friends on a ship that's a mile away. When I get up close, they get spooky, scary.
Okay, well, let's not rush in. For one thing, we don't know their motives, and I don't think you can just assume they're going to be happy to see us.
You also notice that they are carrying crude-looking spears, and mismatching sidearms are haphazardly floating about their midsection. It looks like they've sourced some pistols from different places.
The pistols are just sort of floating inside their goos.
Well, they're in a holster that's sort of floating on the surface of their goo.
Boo! I'm sorry. That's very rude.
That is very rude.
I apologize, Space Master.
How dare you?
I
poor Space Master.
I throw myself to the in front of the mercy of the Space Master.
Well, I could get out and swim, but you guys probably don't want to do that.
Well, no, we can swim that far. It won't be a problem. Do you still have your sidearm?
Bubble? Yes, I have a sidearm,
not,
yes.
Bob, we are not talking to you.
Oh, I am sorry.
I think so.
All right. I don't know if that should be our plan, but you might need to blend in at some point.
They'll probably recognize me if I try to blend in, maybe.
I guess it depends on how many of them there are. Do they all know each other? Would they notice if there was a new face?
I mean, they live in a small, secluded sector. It's like living in a small town. They're kind of probably going to know everybody.
Bubble, give me a perception check.
It's a 29.
A 29?
Wow, Harold, fantastic. A 19.
Wow. Wowzers.
You go up to the periscope and you manipulate the monitor and kind of zoom in, and you recognize these patrollers. They're childhood friends of yours. The one on the left is Orth, and the one on the right is Bleckner.
Oh, hey, it's my old friends, Orth and Bleckner.
Oh, your friends.
Yeah.
Nice.
I know these kids.
Perfect. Then we could just talk to them, right?
Maybe. It's been a long time. They, a lot of stuff might have changed, but I'd be willing to try it.
Okay.
All right. Let's put on zipper breathers, I guess.
So, what are you doing?
We are going to go swim over there and sort of, we'll just watch from a distance while Bubble does her thing.
Well, I'm not going over there.
Yeah, we don't need to go.
Please. As soon as you leave, I'm going to go in the opposite direction and you will have a beautiful life. But I don't think you should have to swim to the island. I will give you my jetty.
Your jetty?
You're just going to leave us?
I sure, yes. If you want to go to Haunted Island, you're as dead as anyways. So I give you a small boat, you go to island, I go home.
I tell you what, if we live, we'll bring you your jetty back.
We absolutely are not. He's ditching us.
I feel like he did us a big favor bringing us this far. He's not ditching
you're
us.
You're not the one
he
that had to give up the cabinet.
It was our cabinet.
I mean, fine, sure. But you did not become attached to it in the way I did.
I had to give up some shrimp. I'll never get those back.
That is true. Those shrimp are gone.
They're gone forever.
Mm-hmm. All right. Jetty, then.
The jetty is in the hall. The hold is a hold that has the jetty in it. I get buckled in. I will launch you toward the island, and I wish you all the luck of the sea.
Is that a lot? It seems like people die in the sea all the time.
The sea is a fickle mistress, what can I tell you?
All right then, Bob.
Thank you, Bob.
No problem. And it gives
Bob,
little...
this would be a really good time for you to break out your new catchphrase that you have been formulating up until now.
Okay, give me one moment. May the winds of the Karak be at your backerack.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
It's a good start.
Pretty good. Could work a job a little bit, but the strong starts there, man.
You could turn that into a song.
Mm. All right.
I hope so. Get off my boat.
Yeah, let's get on there. let's get on the little boat.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Safe travel to the haunted, cursed island.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. And you go off to the hold where you see the jetty. It's this really sleek looking, it's almost a spacecraft. Mm. It's got room for three, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
It's almost like a small jet fighter that's been retrofitted to be a boat.
Oh, cool. So real subtle, just like we needed to be.
Yes, exactly. It has has an emblem on the front that is a square with two swoops going up into an A.
Oh.
You can tell that this craft is going to go real fast.
Real fast.
What is that? What does that stand for? Fast.
It's an Acura.
It's an Acura.
Oh my god!
That's a little joke between me and my wife.
Can I look at you and be like, that thing got an Acura in it? Whatever.
So
that thing got a 4-cylinder in it.
Oh god! I wanted to put this joke in because in the movie they have that little like sky jet thing.
Yes.
That Valerian flies around in. And it was sponsored by Lexus.
That's hilarious.
So it had the Lexus emblem like on the front of it, and you saw it the entire time.
No way.
Yes.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
I gotta look this up like right now.
Yeah, look it up right now.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous.
You all hop into the jetty. Yeah. The canopy closes over and air seals tight. Bob comes over the little speaker on there and is like, okay, get ready, 3, 2, and he just pushes the button before he even gets the one, and you shoot off, rocket toward the island.
Nice.
I'm going to need someone to make a piloting check.
Well, I can make...
Is it me?
It's
me. Yeah, who would naturally be the pilot? It's me.
I do have a thing that makes flying stuff go faster, if this counts.
Do you really want to go any faster in this thing?
No, I don't. So obviously, Valerian. let Valerian do it.
19.
19 is good. 19 is good. You manage to turn just in time before you hit a little rock outcropping. And you bob and weave between these things. And you can see a couple of ships are wrecked on this island. Everyone give me a perception check.
Okay. My perception roll is a 20.
My perception roll is a 12.
I got a 16.
It doesn't look like they were wrecked accidentally, though. Yeah, these boats have been here, but it looks like they were wrecked on purpose.
Weird. Like, what? How can we tell that?
They're all, like, you've noticed a pattern to which they have all... They're all facing the same direction.
They all have fireman's axe sticking out of them.
They all have one fireman's axe sticking out of the other side of the hull.
There's notes underneath the windshield.
Every rock that one of these ships has hit, it seems like they've all hit the exact same spot on the hull.
We're not going to do that, right?
I think that's up to you.
Well, I don't want to. I'm just not going to wreck.
Make me one more piloting check. To see if you can slow down before you ram up onto the island.
All right, this time I rolled an 11, so that's a 26.
26 is infinitely better.
Is this island made of magnets or something?
You actually engage the magnet drive, the magnet brake drive, on the thing, and you slow down just in time for you to come parallel up onto the beach.
Nice.
You even stop it... Before the ship gets beached, you're like in that perfect amount of water that it'll float, and your anchor spikes come down and lift it casually out of the water, and a little gangplank extends onto the beach.
Nice. Man, I'm glad that I finally got something right in terms of piloting.
You did it. Your arc is complete.
Yeah.
Look at you, growing as a person, becoming a better pilot.
Yeah.
You're becoming a better pilot.
Yeah.
References.
Some bird makes a snarky comment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Flies that away. Was
good. Where did that come from? What? What kind of island is this?
It was Ethan Hawkman.
Aw, dang it, Ethan Hawkman.
He has metal legs now. It's weird.
Yeah.
We have to stop.
All right, stopping. Hit the brakes. All right, you are on the beach.
Use the brakes. Sorry. Now we're stopping.
Ben.
Damn it.
You just said you were the one who said to stop. You can't.
Use the boost to get through. Okay, now we're done. Not a single person say barrel roll.
Make a barrel roll.
No.
Do a barrel roll. Do a barrel roll.
All right. You've made it to the beach. What do you do?
How far away are the two Astrozoans.
As you approach the beach, they made it into the tree line. You no longer see them.
Do you think we were spotted? Or I guess I should ask, were we spotted, or do we know if we were spotted?
Let me make a roll. See if you... Let's just see. You sit there for a moment, holding your breath. But nothing happens.
All right, then.
Okay.
Do you want to go after them?
Bubble, are you in your, like, Astrozoan form?
No, I'm still in Popstar. I don't think I'm quite ready to change to Astrozoan here.
Yeah. Okay. I respect that.
So, I kind of want to find out their motive a little bit before I change it to something that might take away an advantage.
Okay. All right. You know what? I feel like your gut instinct is probably better than mine, so I'm going to go with that.
Okay. I guess, can we reach part of the tree line, too, without going in where they went in? Or do we need to just follow behind them?
I tell you what. Give me a survival check, anyone who wants to do it.
17.
It's pretty good.
17's not bad. Anyone else want to do a survival?
Just I think it won't go any better if I do it.
I don't have any.
I mean, there's three numbers on the dice that go higher than 17.
I guess.
15. See, I wasted my time.
I have 15.
You don't quite see where the tracks have disappeared into the trees. It's your best guess where they might have gone to.
I don't know. Yeah. Can we listen? Can we listen real good?
Yeah, give me a perception check. Sure.
24.
I got a nat 20.
That's the ring of deep, baby.
Nat 20.
So that'd be a 30.
Be a 30.
Mine sucked.
Valerian, you hear the distant sounds of Ethan Hawkman going, "You okay over there, Valerian?"
Oh my god, he's actually here? It's not a joke?
Like, I guess I should be thankful, and he flies away.
Stop! No! We had a deal. We had a deal. There was a truce.
Yeah, and I broke that truce because I could. Valerian, you just hear jungle sounds. You hear a nice breeze. A babbling brook is somewhere. You might even hear a small jungle cat toying with its dinner. But Bubble, you are going back ages to your childhood and your home world. And you know the sound of that bubbling brook is those two guards talking to each other.
Whoa.
Keanu Reeves sighs through the trees.
That jungle cat could be in Astrozoan, right? Like,
no.
We got to be careful of that kind of stuff here, right?
Oh yeah, I guess it could be.
Yeah.
Well,
Bubble, you have a pretty good idea of where they are. Okay. So
they're right over there. So I guess we're gonna go kind of try to go in the trees and get close enough to hear them. Does that sound like a good plan?
Yeah. Should we sneaky sneak?
Yeah, at least a little
bit. Stealthy
stealth? I'm not good at stealth, but we can at least we have an advantage. We know where they are. They don't know we're here.
How are you bad at stealth? That doesn't make any sense.
I'm good at, like, changing into stuff.
She makes a lot of squish noises.
Yeah, that's true. I'm thinking of stealth as a broad concept instead of, like, the actual physical action of, like, tiptoeing and stuff.
Yeah.
So if you're all going to try to stealth your way in there, I'm going to need some stealth checks.
28.
Is it 15?
6.
What? You are
bad at it. Well, you're trying to tell us.
Whoa.
Valerian, you are like the very ghost of the stories surrounding this island. Like, you could sneak up onto a mouse's back.
I am one with the wind.
You're one with the wind. Laureline, not so much.
Yeah.
You make a passable attempt at it. A few leaves rustle. You spook a wandering snake. But Bubble...
Look, this isn't even my real form. I'm not used to this still. Even though I spend most of the time like this.
Your hands are trembling at the thought of there are other Astrozoans here. You know two of them. Maybe your father's still alive. If these two are here, maybe other ones that you know are living. Maybe they made it all the way here somehow, some way.
Mm.
And you're very distracted.
This is getting heavy.
It's exciting. It is. I mean, all this time I thought they were somewhere out there, and then you guys told me they're all dead, and I didn't believe it. And now they're right here. I can't even keep it inside.
Looks like you are right.
And it's
amazing.
Through all of these thoughts you're having that you step on a very rotten log that makes a big old snap, and a bird flies out of the tree somewhere. He says another Falco line that I can't think of right now.
Sheesh!
Ethan Hawkman, get out of here!
And the two Astrozoans perk up and they go,
"Halt! Who goes there?
Wait.
Do we do it?
We surrender. Oh. I surrender. You guys don't have to. Yeah.
I mean, I get. I don't know. There's nothing to surrender. We come in peace. Yeah.
We just want to talk.
I don't know.
There is no peace on this side. You get back on whatever boat. They were ghosts.
It's a little late for that, man. All right.
Well, I'm a ghost too.
Keep calling it ghosts.
I'm one of the wind.
We. I don't know if it's true that we come in peace, but we are going to be transparent with our motives here.
We come in peace, Laureline.
I don't know. Someone here has kidnapped our representative on the station.
What do you know about that? What do you know?
We were there for one thing, and we have followed their very sloppy trail here.
We saved it. It wasn't even sloppy. It was pretty good till this point. We had to talk to Bob.
They left seven bodies in an alley.
At the mention of all of this, they run up on y'all with their spears.
Oh God!
They don't go to stab you, but they definitely hold them threateningly at you.
Laureline, aren't you supposed to be charismatic? What are you doing right now?
Neither one of us are charismatic.
Dang it! Who's? Oh, yeah, it's me.
Y'all. Okay, I don't know who he is, but y'all know too much, and I was gonna give you a chance to get off the island and be a scary ghost and get you all out of here, but now I gotta take you.
That is, you know what? No, we demand that you take us to your boss, and that is what is happening.
Well, you don't have a choice right now because we're taking you to the boss. And
now, he's holding, like, they have many liquefied tentacles. He's holding the spear with two of them, and then he draws the gun with the other and points it at you. Yeah. Well, he's got the spear on you, Laureline, but he's pointing the pistol at Bubble.
Yeah, right, that's a pretty cool move.
Mm-hmm. And the other one does the same, except they points both of his shit at Valerian.
Oh my gosh.
Well, that's just...
It's because I'm so scary, right? Because I'm so intimidating.
See, that's a little insulting, honestly.
I mean, because
I'm so intimidating.
This one...
They're carrying more guns.
Was like the wind. We didn't even hear this one. We thought there was just two of you, and now there's three, so this one's clearly a little bit scarier. So he gets a spear and a gun. I'm sorry.
Yeah. It makes sense.
All right.
So, if you wouldn't mind marching this direction, there's a little path down this way, and we're going to follow that to camp. All right. Hip to you.
All right. Let's go. Let's go meet your boss.
Whew. Thankfully, I got away from that cursed island. Finally, I can get back to recording my own podcast, Fish of the Aquatic Sector, with Bob.
Okay, clear my throat. Hello, my name is Bob. Yes, okay.
Oh, welcome to this show. Look, there goes a Jeanette Blossius fish now. I hear to avoid predators, they act like a bubble.
and that they are very artistic fish who do cosplay and the like. You can see them doing cosplay on Instagram under ink.spitter, and I hear they also make t-shirts on TeePublic under ink.spitter tees. Oh, and look there. It's a Ben Brunty. They are a musical fish that you can hear on Bandcamp under the album of the Chromatic T-Rex. How majestic. That brings me to this week's sponsor, Roleplay Retcon, which is on the Nerdsmith Network. You should know they have a Discord and a Patreon. Links to both of these I'll put in the show notes and on our social media page. Lots of cool people hang out in their Discord, and they have neat deleted scenes and bloopers that they put up every month exclusively for their patrons. And as always, this episode was edited by Alex Blossius with sound design by Benjamin Gray, and is a production of Two Fish in a Jug. Would you look at that? There's a giant carnivore shrimp! Let's see if we can harvest some of its sweet, sweet clown candy blubber. Man the harpoons!
All right, you start moving into the island interior, and after a minute, you come upon a small village. The buildings here are mostly made from giant palm leaves and piled stone, but here and there, there are several huts made from scrap metal and have even integrated a little bit of modern technology into them.
How about that?
It's nice.
You see several Astrozoans, all in their regular form, going about daily chores, washing, they don't have, they're not wearing clothes. They're not wearing clothes, but they're washing, like,
they're washing huts someone else's clothes.
They're polishing jewelry and shells. They're cooking fish and repairing fishing equipment. Some are even fiddling around with what appears to be some sourced technology, a computer console that they're rigging up to a battery. In the center of town stands a grand hut adorned with the bones of giant fish and great shells. Its large entrance flap is closed right now, but out in front of it stands a very tall Astrozoan. Astrozoans seem to be generally the same size, but this one is definitely a little bit grander. They're definitely trying to take up as much space as they can. Maybe they're even, you might equate it to like standing on your tiptoes. Their back is to you, and you they seem familiar, and then they turn, and you get a full look at their face. Now, Laureline and Valerian, you see no difference in this person than any other Astrozoan you've come up. Like, the only difference is this one looks a little bit taller.
But I don't like having that forced racist on me, but okay.
No. It's not racist. It's they all look the same. Your eyes can't perceive any difference to them.
I mean, we do.
Liquid people.
Yeah.
I'm like going squid to cautiously go along with this.
You cautiously go along with this. But, Bubble, you instantly see the face of Jolene.
Jolene? Jolene? Jolene?
Yeah.
Jolene.
I freeze. I'm like. I don't know if they did it. I don't know if they did anything. So, I just...
Orth Blechner, who have you brought before me? I thought I left explicit instructions that no humans or other aliens were allowed on the island.
Well, boss, they know about the kidnapping, and they know about the bodies, and they know about everything else, so I couldn't let them leave, so I brought them to you.
Yeah, you have some explaining to do.
Keep your mouth shut, human.
Where have you taken them?
Taken whom?
you took their representative, our representative, and you stole something from them. Stole something from me.
What could I have possibly stolen from you? I don't even know who you are.
Well, and she's just dumbstruck. She's probably a little intimidated. Take me to your boss.
Wait, I think this is it. I think this is as high as it goes there, Bubble.
This is
I'm
the boss.
I'm as much of a boss as you're going to get to.
You can't be the boss. Who's inside?
Make a sense motive check.
I got a 21.
21. Yeah, you know she's not the boss. She's showing off. To definitely putting on airs and acting like the boss, but
yeah, and Bubble can tell. I mean, she knows that this person is not the top. I demand to see who's in the hut. Take us inside.
What a unremarkable human demands of me is no consequence. You will not bother the one inside. I am afraid you have drawn your last breath in this world.
Does she have a weapon? Or they have a weapon?
They are unarmed. But as she says that, a large group of Astrozoans starts coming around and making a big circle around you, and they are all armed.
Bubble, I don't mean to tell you when to do your dramatic reveals, but this might be a good time.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. I wanted to talk to your boss, but I guess I'll just have to bring him to you. And I change to Astrozoan.
You change into an Astrozoan, and there is a pregnant beat followed by several audible gasps. Someone in the back murmurs,
Doralee?
That's right.
And they all bow.
Oh, this was unexpected.
Oh, I bow too,
including Jolene.
And I go up. I go up to Jolene, and I tell her,
"Now I'm going to ask you again, Jolene. Take me to the person in this hut right now."
Yes, Princess.
And she turns and throws open the flap. And you peer inside, and sitting on a driftwood throne is your father, Torimbo.
Daddy, it's me.
Doralee, is that you?
It's me. Did you remember me?
How could I have ever forgotten my daughter?
Oh, I missed you so much.
He shakily gets up from his throne and, as much as he can, rushes over to you. This is definitely an older Astrozoan. It looks like parts of his body are beginning to calcify.
Like barnacles.
But he's still liquidy enough that he has some movement to him.
What happened to everyone? I was taken away and I
know.
Then they told me everyone was dead.
It's been 30 years since I've seen you, my daughter.
It's been too long.
It has. It has been too long.
How did you guys get here?
Oh, that is a tale. After you were taken, I all but gave up to despair. It was 5 years before another ship landed on our planet of Tennessee. This time it was humans from the planet Earth. They landed and began calling the place Mule, of all things. I was so desperate to find you, I tried to strike a bargain with them. I went against tradition, and I showed them the converters. I thought maybe I could barter passage off-world, that maybe they would share some of their technology with us to help us find you. But the men, the people, they just wanted the converters. And in our poor technological state, they took them by force. They slaughtered our people. We here, all that survived,
We tried to fight back, but we were outnumbered. We didn't have what we needed to win. So we did what we Astrozoans do best. We hid. After a time, more humans came. Scientists, some such. They started taking converters and packing them on their ships, and we went with them. We stowed away, hid on their vessel across the stars, till they came here, to this floating Acropolis. We've been hiding in the shadows, learning what we could, advancing in our own technologies, stealing theirs. We broke them. We started poking at them, disabling a camera here, turning off life support there. Also that we could find out who is responsible for killing our race. And we finally got one.
Who was it?
You take a look into the tent. Your eyes are starting to adjust from the brightness that was outside. And in the corner on a cot, you see Representative Mao, still unconscious. The crystalline goo has been removed from her, but the effects are still on her.
Wait, what?
So it was the humans.
She lied.
When she wakes, we will get the answers we seek.
I don't know how to respond to that.
I don't think we can... We have to take her. We will make sure you get the justice you deserve, and I think I even believe you, but...
Now, wait a minute. That's not fair. You were talking about doing justice to our my people, and now you want to take them and do your own justice on your own people? I think my people deserve to have justice of their own.
Justice means what? Murdering?
I don't know.
Is that justice to you?
At least a trial. We need to at least question them, find out what happened. I think we have to wait.
So kidnapping and interrogating equals justice.
That's the beginning of it, isn't it?
The beginning of justice? I don't think so. Pretty sure it's not.
Interrogating?
I tell you one thing, young human. Is the genocide of an entire people this justice you speak of?
Well, no, absolutely not. Like, that would be really terrible.
Would you not give us a chance to face our destroyer?
Well, either way, I can't let you guys take Mao.
I'm sorry, Valerian. She has a point. The three that took Mao, they were doing the same job we are doing.
Oh, and what is that?
They were finding the perpetrators of crime and taking them to justice.
I don't... Look, whatever kind of... I'm not looking to book anyone here.
You'll get to talk right? to her. Yeah, you won't get... It's not like you won't get your chance talking with her. But you just can't take her back. Not right now. But speaking of
young,
which...
Young human, please. Doctor.
What?
What is your...
Who are you talking to?
Names?
Oh, okay. I am Larlene.
Valerian.
We are part of I wrote in my notes. Give me a moment. I did not write it in my notes.
I have it in my notes. I just don't know where my notes are. Earth Security and Military Operations on Point Central.
Yeah, ESMO. We're part of ESMO. That's right.
ESMO. I am very familiar with it. Permit us to wait. Question our captive. When we get the answers we require, if they are to our satisfaction, we will think about releasing the human to you.
I have another question, Daddy. Where is your other captor? Dolly, I miss him so much. Do you have him?
Dolly, we do. We do.
And he reaches into his pouch and he pulls out Dolly.
Dolly, I missed you.
Hello, Dolly.
This is the first
competitor we've seen in ages.
He's been with me the whole time. He's my only piece of home. I was so scared when he was taken away, but when I found out it was Astrozoans that had taken him, I actually felt some comfort in that.
Well, that is a comfort.
But now we're all together again.
Now, Valerian and Doraline. Will you allow us to have our conversation, or will things get, what do you humans say, spicy?
You've known every word humans say up until now?
Yes.
Just because you speak a human language doesn't mean you know the slang.
I'm looking for an idiom here.
Yeah, so. Idioms are very cultural specific.
Yeah, I suppose universal translators can't do idioms. It's true.
Do you want to have a rodeo? Is that what you want me to say?
Yeah, that's a good one. That's actually pretty good. Look, I don't want to have any rodeos, but I'm pretty sure this is not how interplanetary justice works. I'm pretty sure both parties have to be involved, right?
This is exactly how interplanetary justice works.
Is it? Is it, Loreline? Loreline, why don't you explain interplanetary justice to me? Does kidnapping heads of state count as interplanetary justice? Is that really how it works?
You are living in an illusion if you think that there is a centralized government that is on the same page about everything. These people have taken their justice into their hands. It's very French. I quite like it. Mm-hmm.
You're not even French anymore. France doesn't exist.
That is like, wow. Like, oh, like, like a like. Thunderbolt goes like through her body when you say that.
Tarimbo is even taken aback. He's like,
like she draws her pistol, and she's like, "We are going to wait, Valerian."
Valerian draws his pistol too.
As you both draw your pistols, all the Astrozoans that were outside aim their guns at you.
Wait, at who?
Both of you.
Oh, come on, I'm on their side.
they don't I know. Mean,
be cool, guys, be cool.
They're reacting to pistols being drawn.
Yeah, you're next to their king, and you just pulled a gun.
I still think the guns are on my side here.
Are they?
I mean,
because it looks like
not on my side, but on my point side, at least.
Two of them were pointed at you, Loreline, now point at Valerian.
Ah!
Okay, everybody just calm down right now. No one is going anywhere. No one is shooting.
He said I wasn't French.
I get that. No one is shooting anyone. No one is taking your French away. Just
you cannot. It is impossible.
I totally agree.
You know, hey, do you know that there's, like, helmets that teach you how to, like, speak like every human language, and like they're supposed to remove your accents, but I've still got mine.
I feel like you probably wanted to keep it.
Okay, yes, I did on purpose.
Okay, no, I get it. It makes sense. Yeah. So just put the gun down, both of you, everybody. Come on.
Make a persuasion or diplomacy check. Make a diplomacy check.
I got an unnatural 20.
Several of the Astrozoans lower their rifles and pistols.
That's it. Everybody just chill out.
I'm really not ready to put mine down.
You're going to have to. They're going to keep theirs up. Somebody might be shot.
Oh, I never raised my pistol. I just drew it. My pistol's lowered.
Yeah. I wasn't. Now, to be fair, I also want to point, like, you don't point a gun at someone unless you are going to shoot them. And so I had not. I had only unholstered it.
Well, like, you need to put it down. I'm going to say you need to put it down now.
If that's what you want.
Yep. Both of you.
And I'm going to reholster.
Same.
That's fine.
You all reholster, and Torimbo takes a labored breath.
Did he die? Was that his final labor breath?
Did you guys see the game last night?
That was a good one. That's a good saying. That's a good phrase. Good job.
I did it.
Good job. You're doing so good. You're doing so good, buddy.
Valerian.
Mm-hmm. That's me.
You remember you have something in your pack.
I do. What is it? Oh my God, I don't remember. What is it?
It is the antidote to stop the paralysis.
Oh, yes, I do have that. Yeah, I remembered that previously, but I just haven't said anything. Mm-hmm. Yes, I do have that thing. I got a paralysis antidote. I have a paralysis antidote. That still wasn't... I have a paralysis antidote.
All right.
I'm trying so hard. Okay, I have a paralysis antidote for Mal.
You do.
And I would like to use it.
Well, I see no reason not to trust you. Use your antidote on Mal, and we will get the answers we want and move this along.
All right. I use the antidote on Mal.
You walk up and roll up Mal's sleeve and inject her with the antidote. It takes a moment or two, but she begins to rouse, blinking heavily.
What? What's going on? Where are the representatives?
You've been out for a while. You're in a little bit of a hostage situation now. You're going to have to answer for some war crimes, maybe?
You're in a prisoner situation. There is a difference.
War crimes?
Prisoner situation. Yeah, prisoner. Sorry, not hostage.
Prisoner?
Yeah.
Where am I? Am I in Maui?
I don't think so.
Is Mao in Maui?
I told my husband I didn't have time for our Maui vacation.
How long does this stuff... How long does this coma nonsense take to wear off? I don't know. Laureline, are you the medic? I'm not the medic.
I think we're pretty equally medic.
Actually, I am maybe the medic. Yeah.
We both have high marks in it.
Yeah.
You know, it. There's a little grogginess, but mostly Mao doesn't have any idea what's going on. The last she saw things, she was in a meeting, and then she got gooed, and now she's on a beach.
Mm. Mm.
So there's some visible confusion going on.
Yeah.
Mao, you are in Sector L630E.
On Point Central.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's in the Aquatic Center. I've never been to the Aquatic Center. Not at this part.
Well, you have now.
Ooh.
And you see these fine people around you? Do you happen to recognize them?
No.
Really?
No.
Sense motive?
Sense motive. Go ahead and roll it. Roll that sense motive.
Oh, snap. 26.
She's telling the truth. She has no idea who or what these people are.
Daddy, are you sure this is the person? Sure you didn't?
She was clearly not involved in this.
I'm not saying that, but maybe...
You all remember that Mao was the science officer... Yes. The mission.
Does that really make sense that she would not know what an Astrozoan looks like? I mean, like, I know she hasn't seen one, like, it's possible she hasn't seen one alive, but to, like, not recognize them at all seems very strange.
Well, when the science team got down to the planet, there were no Astrozoans. All the ones...
They were all changed to...
Wait, how old is Mal?
She's about 63.
Mm-hmm. So she wasn't there... In the before times when there were Astrozoans there.
Right. If you'll remember from the statement, I know this was a million episodes ago.
Mm-hmm.
Humans discovered the planet Mule. A military team went down first, scouted out, reported back that it was abandoned, that the mm-hmm. people there had possibly died from disease, and then the science team went down after.
Mm. So she's part of the science team.
Mm-hmm. She was the lead of the science team that went down.
So, Mal, these are Astrozoans.
But Astrozoans are... They died. There were signs of... Well, not really signs. There were vague markings that they'd all been wiped out. That's what we were told. We never found any of them. These are Astrozoans?
That's right. Do you know what happened... Do you know what really happened to Planet Mule, as you call it?
It's all so long ago. We went down after the military reconnaissance team
which was headed by... It was headed by Major, now General, Octobar. And you see General Octobar entering the village with dozens of soldiers.
What?
Oh, man.
What?
I think we really fucked this up.
And join the adventure with the Game Night Heroes. Game Master Kevin tells exciting and immersive stories with a rotating cast of players brought from all corners of the internet. Streamers, roleplayers, dungeon masters, and players alike join the round table as the tale unfolds. We are the Game Night Heroes, and you can be too. Episodes come out every Tuesday. Find more information at GameNightHeroes.com. We'll see you out there.